Phoenix.com. Now, I'm joined in the studio by two of my favourite people who I've met through Phoenix FM, in fact, because I wouldn't have met them otherwise. Do you like that? What an introduction was that?
Well, it was an introduction.
I've got to say your names first. We've got
okay.
Phil, who is a Billericay street pastor and well known to everybody in the local area. And we also have Nikki, who is from Hazel's Pottery Barn, who is also known in the local area for being a lovely, lovely, caring, kind person. There we go. Phil.
Is that the first topic of conversation?
Yeah, who's the nicest?
Who's the loveliest?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to say, because there's no good answer to that question, which is going to keep me going for the rest of the day. So I'm going to stay neutral. It's lovely to see you, and to see you as well, Nikki.
It's nice to be here again.
Nice to see you. So we're going to talk about the teapot challenge, which we had at Hazel's probably about... Was it about 2 months ago? Wasn't that long
no.
ago?
No.
July.
No.
Yes.
No.
You came in and painted them in...
No, it wasn't July.
It was.
What, when we made them or when we painted them?
When
we
made them.
When did we paint them?
Painted them September.
Oh, that's
yes.
it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's a long project because we're both very, very artistic.
And perfectionists.
Yes.
We like to make sure that we get our product completely right and correct. So
because this is going to be on a run of 1,000. These teapots are going out everywhere.
I tell you, I think once somebody sees it on maybe Twitter or Facebook, they are going to be in production.
People don't know who the Billericay Street Pastors are and the work that you do. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so we go out every Friday and Saturday night in our street pastor uniform just to go up and down different high streets in the county. And one of those is Billericay, where I lead the project. And just go out and about and just to sort of see where can we help people that might just need a little bit of help for a variety of reasons. Sometimes, you know, we make life decisions that maybe weren't the best, so we get ourselves in a vulnerable position. Or what is it when life sort of comes and takes over ourselves and makes us just a little bit on the edge or a bit lonely, or we might be suffering from some sort of mental health issue or an addiction issue, where we just want to come along and just help you in those moments where you just feel a little bit vulnerable. So that's what we try and do. We go out in our uniform on behalf of the local Christian church, and that's what we call pastors, and we're on the street. Therefore, street pastors.
And that's in the evening. So it's sometimes if people have had, sometimes when you've had, like myself on Friday, had a little bit too much to drink, which is not my normal state. And I was
really?
Actually fine. I was, yes, I know, it's disgusting.
Yes.
And I was flaming around all over the place. I thought I was doing a dance off.
Where were you?
I was in a pub in Brentwood. I'd rather not say too
in
much.
In Brentwood, because there are street pastors in Brentwood that would love to come and look after you, Michelle. And I could just imagine the selfies hitting the airwaves. Sometimes when people hear about this project, they think, oh, for goodness sakes, you know, who's going to do that? I think the word that we keep using now is it's an absolute privilege to be out there just to dedicate some of our time, so we're volunteers, to listen to people. And some of the things that people go through in life are absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, situations build up, and then, you know, to have sometimes somebody to listen to just starts that process of putting it all back into our minds, back in order, come up with some ideas about who we can talk to about it, maybe on a longer term, maybe some counselling, maybe some addiction help or something like that. Or maybe just, do you know what, you know, my life, I was getting in a rattle pickle, now I've had a chance to talk to it, actually I could do this and I could do that, and that might start to help us on the bit of the healing process. So it's an absolute privilege to be out there for people in our community. I actually believe that the Bible teaching has us to be linked into our community, to be helping, you know, where we can. And this is a great opportunity for people from the Christian faith, no matter what denomination they're from within the Christian faith. Can you say that word?
Denomination. Oh, yes, I can. Don't
yes.
worry.
but from the various Christian churches, to come together and actually, you know, form a group. We don't go out and evangelise, and we don't go out telling people about Jesus and preaching from the Bible, although we all believe that. We're not that. That's not our primary reason.
Yeah.
So we're out there just to care for people.
How did you two actually meet? Because you've known each other quite a while.
We met just before Phil started the defibrillator fundraiser for Billericay, to put the defibrillators into the high street. And I think I gave you a phone call one day and unfortunately, the two of us hit it off, and it's been hell ever since for everyone in Billericay, really.
Well, hang on a minute.
Oh, dear.
I don't think that's right. I think it's been a blessing.
It's been a blessing,
yeah. Our relationship has blessed ourselves and also the community.
It has, yes. No, we do. We have fun. We do fundraising. I've been out with the street pastors, walking the streets. I pop in when I go up the high street and just say hello anyway. So I'm not a member of Phil's Church. Just do it because I think community is very important.
Yeah.
And the street pastors do a wonderful job. And it's not just the people who are ill and vulnerable. It's people who've got on the wrong train and end up stuck at the wrong station.
Yeah.
And they're standing there, young girls by themselves.
Yeah.
And they've missed the last train home and waiting for some brother or uncle to pick them up from... Mm. You know, half an hour away, and it just gives some reassurance to the community there are people out there caring for them.
So tell us about Hazel's Pottery Barn.
Hazel's Pottery Barn started off in Brentwood 28 years ago as Hazel's
She
Ceramics.
Can only be about 25 herself.
I know, she's a young looking lady. And we moved to Barley Lands about 16 years ago. I've been with the company 10 years. We have fun, we're just there to have fun. We do things from small babies that are a few days old, handprints and things like that, up until people who are, you know, in the 80s and 90s who want to have an experience on the potter's wheel, want to do some painting. We go and visit care homes and work with those who have dementia and stuff. So we have a good time, and it's just very relaxing and very therapeutic. And we like to help where we can in the community and do things for people, so that's what we do.
Right, we're going to have a very quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Potter's Wheel experience.
Teapots, and announce that.
And the winners.
That are won.
No, we're going to announce. Nikki is here to announce who has won the teapot challenge. We started this in July when we initially put the pots together, the teapots together, and then we went back and we painted them in September. We've not actually seen them fired.
No, it's going to be.
Although for yours, maybe a few live rounds of bullets might be quite well. We'll be back right after this, more with Nikki and Phil. Don't look at me like that, Phil.
She's not funny, is she?
No, I'm not. People say that a lot. Joined by Hazel's Pottery Barn's Nikki. And Nikki, you have something to give to Phil. It's not a punch in the face, by the way, which is which I know that sometimes he may deserve from both of us.
What?
I do. I have a little present.
Oh.
A little fundraising present for our monies that we raised on July the 3rd, 4th, when we did our Potterthon, 12 hours of Potter's Wheels, four of them going.
Yeah, yeah.
Slightly manic, slightly exhausting.
Good day, though.
Good day, good fun. And we're going to do it again next year. So.
Brilliant.
So here's a cheque for the street pastors.
That's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Are we allowed to say how much was raised?
Say how much.
£325, which is absolutely amazing.
Round of applause, everybody.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, fantastic. We don't take that money ourselves, so we'll be using all of that money to get some of the lollipops, as you sort of said earlier, the flip-flops, the water. And also, sometimes we just need to... buy a bit of extra uniform if something gets worn out or whatever. So that's really, really useful money. Thank you.
For the community.
Yeah. Bless you.
It benefits the community.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, yes.
Well done. Thank you. Everybody.
You are a lovely lady.
Yeah, she is fabulous. We do love Nikki here.
Yes.
No, we just like to try and help and do
something. It's great when there is at least one lovely lady in the room.
I ain't no lady, obviously. There we go. I think we've established that now.
It's not all about you, Michelle.
It is always all about me. Now,
the announcement of me becoming the winner.
Now, there were two teapots made in July at Hazel's Pottery Barn. We did them from scratch using the potter's wheel. Oh, my Lord!
Wow.
And they have now been glazed. Oh, my gosh.
That is so heavy.
Oh, my gosh.
How would you ever...
I've never got tea in it.
So, to describe it, can we try and describe it to people?
You can describe your teapot, Phil.
It's very blue, very street pastor blue, with street pastors on the front and flip-flops on the back. And, you know, it actually, now it's glazed.
Yeah.
I reckon I might even be able to make a cup of tea out of that.
It does look like something you'd have in a hospital bed for gents to use, but... Otherwise, it's quite good.
Why have you ruined the image? Oh, Michelle.
Oh, and here's mine.
Oh, look
at that. Oh, that is...
That has come up really...
Yeah. Much, much better.
Really good.
That is really... Now, my one...
How can you compare? We can't actually say...
I mean, mine's got a... I've got made a teapot with a very unusual-looking funnel, but it's got a face on it.
Yeah, it's got
and
a face.
It's lovely when they're glazed, aren't they?
And whose face is it supposed to be on your teapot?
It's not. It's kind of an idea I saw online, and I thought, well, I'm going to give that a bash.
Nicky's.
Mine's got an air hole.
I've got to say,
I don't do the Potter's Wheel. This is not a good example.
To be fair, I think we can tell that, actually, without being too nasty.
You made a pot on the Potter's Wheel. You'd had previous experience.
We had not made a teapot.
No, you made pots. I hadn't even made a pot. That was my first go.
How can you work there for all that time and not have done it?
Because I'm too busy doing exciting
Nicky,
other things. I don't get time to go down onto the Potter's Wheel.
As Michelle said, it's very, very therapeutic. Mm. I'm not normally a very creative type of person. Yeah. That's not for people that know me. They know that. Mm. But this, I've got to say, going to the Pottery Barns and spending that time just being in that environment and creating something with my hands was absolutely wonderful. Yep. There's something really powerful in doing all that, that I was really, really excited. And I'm desperate for other people to experience it as well, because it is... You stop, you know, so your life, even no matter how busy you are, you stop, and there you are, you're engaged with this whole new thing, learning, a new learning experience. It is so therapeutic.
Yeah. It's worse than that, though, because not only had I not gone on the Potter's Wheel before, my daughter actually taught the Potter's Wheel down at the Pottery Barn for a while.
I can't believe it.
Everyone else in the family had been on the wheel with her except for me. I don't know why she didn't trust me.
So did you enjoy doing this as your first experience?
I really enjoyed doing it, yes. You should get more involved with the painting and the baby's handprints and that side of things when I've got customers.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I did need a lot of help both making the teapot and painting it.
Yeah.
As you will see, that is not all my own work.
No.
However,
it's still very
the
nice
bits
shape.
I did do, yeah. I did find it very... You know, very well. Very interesting to
was
get.
Was that drinking the cup of tea and eating a few cakes? That's the bit you did mostly, I think you'll find.
I did have one or two cakes.
Now, it was a really fantastic day, and we will put these pictures up, because it's very hard to describe on air the teapot, the beauty of these teapots. Nicky's is really lovely. It's sort of creamy white with some red flowers and a little bit of green foliage, and that's very pretty as
but
well.
But it does look like the lid, somebody's had a bite out of it.
But these are first attempts. I think they're all very good. And now we've said that. We just want to know who the winner is, Nicky. So
it's obvious. Your pot.
I think Michelle's is the best painted out of them all. Phil's is the best shaped.
Yes,
it's
true.
That is the way it has to go, I'm afraid.
Nice shake of the hands.
That teapot shape is better, and mine's a little bit. Look at that; it's a bit wonky off to the right hand side.
Do you know what though? I think if you were to take off maybe a little bit of the length of yours, that would have won.
Yeah.
On both counts.
Yeah, probably.
Because actually, that is a good shape, isn't it? Mine is just a bit big and heavy. But to be fair, big and heavy, I think I win that hands down in this room. But I've got to say, you didn't explain what we had to do. So it was a timed challenge. Yes. It wasn't just creation.
It's a race. It took us sort of about just under 5 minutes.
And it was all timed. It was under pressure, wasn't it?
And
that lady was over our shoulders, like you know, come on, you got to be quick.
Yep.
So even though the final product doesn't look entirely like teapots, they are... Under stress, I think I quite like that.
I think they're good. It was all fun. We did a couple of things like that. We had pot races, and we obviously did the teapot race, which was the most difficult one. And we had pot Jenga. We did all sorts of funny games on that day. It was good fun.
Now, if people want to get involved with the street pastors, they have to be members of the church.
Recruit volunteers, and we encourage regular church attenders that are from the Christian community that are over 18 to think about coming and getting involved, because it really is so rewarding. And just to contact either me at Billericay Street Pastors or Tracy or Peter at Brentwood Street Pastors. They're going strong with involved. So I always say to people, come out, see what it looks like. And then if you want to think about coming a street pastor, let us know, and then we can slowly and gently just guide you through the training and everything else that you need to do.
And the lovely Nicky, if people want to come down to Hazel's Pottery Barn, it's open. Is it open seven days a week?
Every day of the week, 7 days a week now until Christmas, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Doing handprints, and we've got Potter's Wheel. We've got a Christmas fair on the 25th of November, down at Barley Lands. It's a have a go Potter's Wheel. You can come in, £6, make a pot on the Potter's Wheel. We'll be running all day. We're having fun there, and I'll be doing handprints, and I'll be there.
Highly recommended.
Yep. Chasing around the children. Yeah.
So the next challenge will have to be make something huge.
Yeah.
I think we should have to sculpture, maybe do sculptures of each other.
Clothes.
Yes, of course. I mean, maybe just the head and shoulders. The head and shoulders.
I just know where your conversation went earlier. It did start to worry me.
No,
when you were talking about writing a book about you.
Writing a book?
No, doing something earlier without your clothes on.
No, it's a song that I've written that's got the lyrics.
Song.
Not about me with no clothes on. It's called about...
That was a bit scary.
I wouldn't want anybody to make...
Thanks, Nicky.
Not you! The thought was you!
You invite your guests in, and they come in, they both insult me. It's absolutely disgraceful.
Phil does a bit of response pastoring and everything else as well that he's keeping very quiet about.
Yeah. Well, we've got this new project where we're going to go out and help people when something significant happens in the community. I mean, we're looking at the news today, aren't we?
Yeah.
This horrible mass shooting in America. What does that look like if something that happens in a community that has an effect, to go out and just to be there at that time and just to care for people and to signpost people back into places where they can receive a bit more help and friendship. So, so the response idea is a really good idea. And schools passes, we're starting to link into where we've got our new project here in Brentwood to link in with Beckett Keith School to do schools passes up and down the high street in Brentwood as well. So, yeah, there's lots of new ideas.
You're supporting the community in every way you can.
Trying
to. That's
the
nice thing.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing.
Yeah.